Now, I know it is Youth Day, so it might seem strange that I'm starting the show today interviewing somebody who is 99 years old. But bear with me, please, because hers is a story that needs to be shared and needs to be passed along to future generations so that the youth of today do not repeat the errors of our past. My guest's name is Ella Blumenthal. She is a survivor of the Holocaust, somebody who faced absolutely unimaginable horrors in Europe before she finally made a home here in South Africa. And recently, Ella decided to share her story with filmmaker Jordi Sank, who has crafted a really beautiful documentary called I Am Here. It's currently screening as part of the Encounters Documentary Film Festival, and I'll tell you at the end of this interview how you can watch it. I watched it on Sunday. It has not left my mind since then, because in the midst of telling a story that has tragedy and death at its core, what Jordi and Ella have done is quite remarkable. They have created a film that is really the ultimate celebration of life and of love and of hope, something you do not expect to walk away with from a documentary about the Holocaust. But that is exactly what I felt at the end of this film. And it is such an immense pleasure for me to have both of them with us today to talk to us about the making of the movie. I'm going to start with Ella, and then I'll bring Jordi into the conversation a little bit later. It is a very warm good afternoon to you, Ella Blumenthal, and thank you so much for making time to speak to us today. Lovely to have you on Cape Talk.
Thank you.
Ella, I'm so pleased to talk to you. I know from watching the film that you were a normal, happy, feisty teenager growing up in Warsaw in the 1920s and 30s. Were you even aware of the growing threat across the border as the Nazis were rising to power, or had you been shielded from that reality?
I'm sorry. Was I aware of what?
Of the
repeat it, please.
Sure. Ella, my question was, when you were a teenager growing up in Warsaw, you describe yourself in the movie as a very happy, normal, free teenager. Did you have any idea that the Nazi power rising over the border from you was becoming an imminent threat?
We really didn't know. But there was anti-Semitism. But we didn't know that the war is going to come through the border from Germany, and we didn't realize, we had no idea what was coming, what tragedy is waiting for us.
Ella, that tragedy began for your family with the outbreak of war, like many other Jewish residents of Warsaw, finding yourselves herded into the ghetto.
Do you mind? I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Sure.
Do you mind talking a little bit slower?
My apologies, Ella. I'll try and do that. Ella, you were 19 years old when, with the rest of your entire family, you were herded into the Warsaw ghetto. And this movie describes the shocking living conditions that you suffered in the ghetto, and also the fact that one by one, your family members were rounded up and disappeared, never to be seen again. At the end of your experience of the ghetto, it was yourself, your father, and your niece Roma who were left. How did the three of you manage to stay together for as long as you did?
It's just very simple. I just felt I wanted to live. I wanted to survive. I've got to. It's simple. The will of survival has never left me since then. And that's why I'm here to talk to you.
Mm. Ella, this movie tells the terrible and remarkable story of how you and your niece Roma managed to keep that will to live alive, managed to survive first the camp at Majdanek, then Auschwitz, then later Bergen-Belsen. And I will talk to Jordi in a moment about the very sensitive way in which he has chosen to depict what you went through in those camps. What amazed me, though, is as you described the horrors that you endured there, you spoke not only about your will to live, but about the fact that you never gave up hope and you never lost your faith. Ella, I think many people facing those kind of circumstances would lose hope and might well question their faith. What was it that made you hold on to both?
Again, it's faith And again, faith, and I'm repeating the third time, I had faith that I would live and be able to tell the world what these murderers have done to us.
Ella, you have done that, and I know it has been a difficult and painful process to share that story. Have you only done so recently, or is it something that you have felt you needed to talk about consistently since you walked out of the camps? For example, in this film, we see your children talking about some of the things that they were shielded from about your story. At what point did you decide that they needed to know everything?
I wanted the world to know that the world shouldn't forget what has happened to us, what people are capable of doing to other human beings.
Ella, why the decision, as you marked what was then your 98th birthday, that you would allow your story to be told on film? And what was it about Geordie that made you decide he was the person you would trust with your story?
I was very happy to know that my life is going to be told to everybody, to people that would be interested in knowing what was happening in the world.
I'm in conversation with Holocaust survivor Ella Blumenthal, who is 99 years old, and adding a very different perspective to our celebration or marking of Youth Day this year, with a film that is intended to help younger generations to understand the stories of what happened in the Holocaust. At this point, I'm going to ask Ella to stay with us and keep listening as I bring in the man who has brought her story to film in such a beautiful and incredibly sensitive way. Listening in on another line is Geordie Sank, who is an acclaimed local director, done extensive work in advertising and short film, but this is actually his feature debut in the documentary world. And what a way to start, Geordie. Congratulations on a really beautiful film, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the kind words, and thank you so much for having me.
Geordie, I believe you were a teenager when you first heard some of Ella's story for the first time.
Yes, that is correct. I first met Ella one fateful night at a Friday night dinner. We were all at the same group of people, and sort of unannounced, she stood up and started telling these harrowing stories. And then almost as though someone flicked a switch, you know, she went from telling these very, very sad stories to being sort of the life of the party, mm-hmm. and to dancing and singing and playing with the children. And, you know, there was something about her character. I'd met many Holocaust survivors before, but there was something that was so incredible about her and so extraordinary about her that, you know, I just thought to myself from that very young age, I have to befriend this woman. And the more I heard about her story and her incredible life that she leads today, the more I thought the world has to know about this.
And here we are, I think 15 plus years later, Geordie, you've brought this story to life in the film, I Am Here. It's such a deeply, deeply painful and intensely personal story. Ella has really opened up her heart and soul to you and to everybody who watches this film. How did you go about capturing those interviews in a way that was gentle on Ella, that would not traumatize her even further as she relived what she was telling you about?
So filming the documentary, it was quite an intimate experience. We had a very small crew who worked with Ella, and it was a very painful experience. We could see with each story that she told, and the more sort of emotional she got throughout, we could see, you know, how hard this was for her. So we really just sort of took our time to hear her story. And, you know, I think the sort of intimate crew sort of became her support structure and sort of a shoulder for her to lean on in telling the story. Mm-hmm. And I think Ella says it best that, you know, the scars, she says that the scars, she feels that almost she has this wound of this trauma, and that she sort of feels like the scars are slowly healing the more that she speaks about it. We were just so happy that we could be there and sort of help her painfully relive those memories so that we could pass them on to future generations.
Mm. Geordie, one of the most powerful things that you have done with this film is the way you've chosen to deal with the flashbacks to what Ella is describing, particularly what she endured in the camps. You have chosen to use 2D animation to tell those parts of the story. So they are only interwoven, of course, with lots of footage of Ella and her family today, and then only the briefest of flashes now and then of live footage, for example, at the point where the camps were liberated. As a viewer, I have to say it was such a powerful storytelling device, because there are points of the story where if it was live footage, I don't think you could have watched any longer. The need to look away would have been too tempting. It also, of course, has the side effect of making this film suitable for even a much younger audience than might otherwise have been able to view it. Was that a deliberate decision, Geordie? Talk to us about the decision to use that device of animation.
Yes. So it actually came about after working on a few cuts of the film. We were experimenting with the black and white stock footage, and we really just felt like we didn't want the story. Ella's stories, the way she tells them, are so rich. You know, there's such uplifting moments that she's able to find in her experiences, and some really sort of harrowing and dark moments. And we felt like the stock footage was not sort of doing her story justice. So we started to experiment with 2D animation, and we thought it was such a powerful tool to help an audience member sort of go on this journey with Ella and sort of walk, see it almost from her perspective, walking alongside her. So really, we just love the use of the animation in the way that it sort of takes the audience member on a journey. And, you know, I went to a Jewish day school and learned extensively about the Holocaust. And, you know, growing up, it seemed to me like just another chapter in history in the black and white sort of pages of a textbook. And what I love about the animation is it does sort of the opposite of that, and it takes it away and helps you sort of engage with Ella and what she went through, and you're able to sort of empathize because you understand it more.
Yeah. Geordie, it is Youth Day. We've deliberately timed this conversation to have it on Youth Day because now both you and Ella have mentioned that one of the reasons this film exists is to make sure that these stories are not forgotten and that younger generations are told what happened, with the intention that it should never happen again. And the days, sadly, in which the actual survivors are able to tell those stories are limited. Geordie, for me, one of the most profound moments in your film is where one of Ella's children mentions how the siblings are effectively second-generation survivors, that the trauma that their mother experienced played out in their own lives in a very significant way. So let's talk about it from the perspective of sharing these stories with the youth and helping them to understand. It's about more than just preserving history, isn't it?
Yes, no, definitely. I think you know, like you said, Holocaust survivors are very far and few between right now. We really are in the last sort of generation. And, you know, it's almost like the baton has to be passed on to the youth, not just about the Holocaust, but genocide, othering. You know, our country has had apartheid. Like, you know, there's so many times in history where human beings have been so cruel to other human beings. And, you know, it's up to the youth of today to learn from the past so that we can shape a bright, beautiful future together. And I think, you know, in Ella telling her beautiful story and, you know, as showing her extraordinary life, I really, really hope that that the younger generation will be able to engage and will be able to sort of take all of Ella's beautiful messages of hope and kindness and tolerance and be able to, you know, create a beautiful future and world that we can all live in.
Mm. Geordie, before we say goodbye to you, the film is screening as part of the Encounters Documentary Film Festival right now. So for listeners who want to see it, you can do so via the website encounters.co.za until the end of this weekend. Several people already asking what happens beyond there. Geordie, have you found a distributor yet for the film?
So we do have a distributor for the film. We have a UK distributor called Metro International Entertainment. And they're just sort of helping us facilitate different sales around the world. For the rest of the year, we'll be playing different festivals around the world with our premiere being at Encounters, like you said, and then also at the Durban International Film Festival.
And that's coming up in a few weeks' time, also with a virtual element. So if you miss it at Encounters, you'll have a second go at it as part of the Durban Festival as well. Geordie, you've done a remarkable job. Thank you very much for the gift of this beautiful movie and for joining us today on a public holiday. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, and Ella, we really appreciate it.
Thank you to Geordie Sank, the filmmaker, and I'm going to bring Ella in for the last say. Ella, you've been listening to Geordie describe the beautiful relationship that was developed between you and the team as you made this film, and he speaks about the message of hope that everybody takes away from watching this film. Has it been helpful to you? Has it been cathartic for you to be part of this process, to tell the story in the way you have?
I'm sorry. To tell this story, I didn't hear the beginning of the sentence.
I asked whether telling your story and making this film has been helpful to you. Do you feel that it
very
has
much,
been cathartic?
Very much so. Very much so, Pippa. It gave me hope, and I could see that the world will see, and especially the young people, will realize what has happened in those days, what's happened to me personally, to my family, and that there should be no hate. Again, I'm repeating, they should live with gladness and they should help each other in life. Again, I'm repeating, there should be no hate, because see what the hate has brought to us.
Ella Blumenthal, what a privilege to have you join us today. Thank you so much for sharing your story in this movie and with us on air today at Cape Talk. Ella, a 99-year-old survivor of the Holocaust whose story has been told by director Geordie Sank in the documentary I Am Here. Once again, you can find it on the Encounters website, encounters.co.za.